Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tuning us in and turning us on right here on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We are getting ready for 2 hours of fantastic messaging. You know, one of the things I love about getting ready to do what I do is I get to speak with the most incredible people. I am such a student of, and gladly so, but every once in a while, I come across just an exciting vibrational conversation, and I've had so many, but today with Julia Griffin, I am totally jazzed. One of the things I want everybody to know, if you haven't heard her show, is that when she brings things to the forefront, they are coming from such an interconnected place, and you're going to hear about it today, that we cannot help understand that there is a bridge out there, but we may not know how to cross the bridge to a new reality. And she and I were just talking, and I will give you the insight in that in a minute. But for those of you, you should know this. Besides her life and the beauty that she has had and the lesson she's had from the wolves, the real wolves, beyond that, you can get these teachings in and you can get these insights and do absolutely nothing with them. But that's not what she said yes to in her life. Whether you are knowing her from counseling sessions, animal communication, awakening classes, whether you've been part of some of the summits that she has created or, you know, looking at ways to follow your soul or your inner path, her study of spirituality and the depth and the breadth of that is what you get to tap into each time you listen to her show and certainly today. Because there's something important. The importance of today's show is to look at, find, pinpoint, crossing the bridge. And why is that? Because there is a new reality. But how do we gain insight about that? And what is it that Julia has learned? You'll hear from this, from the wolves. What is it about these amazing creatures that not only touched, changed, and continue to change her life, but why is it a girl like me from the Bronx who didn't even know what a wolf looked like till she was about 8 had such an inclination to be drawn to them? What is it about that? Well, that and much more. Julia, it's great to have you here today.
Thank you. And it's always an honor to be here, and I'm so happy that I'm here and we get to talk about such wonderful things.
Do you think it's odd? So my friends think it's a little odd, but they get it now. When I talk to them about being a kid in the Bronx, right? And, you know, for my, like my birthday and for like holidays, you know, people would ask me like, what do you want? And I would start to ask my parents for things like a stuffed animal of like a wolf, right? Mm-hmm. And so they chalked it up to the following. They chalked it up to this kid cannot stop watching these scary werewolf movies. This kid cannot stop watching. Now, fast forward to where we are today. I'm still a little mystified by it, but here's what I do know. There is something about the learning and the teaching that is so associated with wolves that you and your experience has been called here to share this with us. I would love for you to talk about the role that they've played in your life. And
So what you're saying is actually pretty common from the shamanistic or the indigenous point of view, which is that the earth is perfect. It radiates out harmony on its own at all times. All the four-leggeds, all the creatures are in harmony with the earth. And what the earth and the creatures want more than anything is that we wake up and we find our power and we find our abilities. And while you may have other totem animals come in during your life, I pretty much think you're born with an attraction to specific animals or specific birds. And as a result, they come into your consciousness, they come into your dreams, they protect you, and they lead you, even when you don't know that that is happening. Now, when you meet a wolf in person, they vibrate a tremendous amount of light. Wolves have changed very little since the Pleistocene era. So they've been on the earth a long time with us. And they remember us as very powerful beings. They feel that it is their job to help us wake up and use our spiritual powers and recognize the inner light that we all have if we're willing to wake up and do that. And so they share with me, and they probably share with you, some of the things that you can do to move more into your inner self and find that peace and joy and power. Another example of that would be a deer. Those are unconditional love. So that's a different totem animal that radiates out a different vibration. We say that you're encountering a totem animal when it's in an unusual circumstance. For example, you may see a rabbit every day, but do you see one by your front door? If you see one by your front door in an unusual circumstance, it's speaking with you.
When I think about what you're talking about, there is the common thread, Julia, for me in listening to you is connection, right? And, you know, we don't say that word, right? But it's a connection, and it's a deep one that sometimes it's, you know, we can't explain. But that connection can lead to deep insights, as it did with you.
Yes, it can, particularly if you want to explore it and know more about it. And then just as an odd note, you know, I was certainly not surprised that you had the wolf as a totem because I wanted to do the radio show. And probably at least a third of the people in one of my classes took the class because a wolf kept appearing to them and they kept hearing my name.
Let's talk about what happens when we've been touched by the insight and the power of wolves, because you are touched very deeply. What did they teach you about, and for lack of a better word, manifestation? Now, what I mean by that is, you know, what I mean by that is stepping into the world of possibilities that become real, right? Did you learn about that?
Basically a deeper understanding of positive energy from the way I see it, and that the way that energy works, because they sort of take that away from us in school. But then when you go back into finding yourself and studying spirituality, you become more and more aware of energy and how it affects you and how you feel when you're talking with a person or how you feel when you're doing that. So when I first saw them, I mean, I could feel their light like weighing my soul and my heart to see if I was worthy. And I could feel it's like a click. They were like, yeah, she'll do. So that was the first thing. The next time that I was with them, they started telling me stories about the planet when human beings had a great deal more power because we're pretty perfect when we got here. And those stories were beautiful. And then I started thinking that I wanted an herb garden. I had really wanted one for so long, and I got the most amazing vision from it. And when I opened my eyes, all the wolves were around me and looking at it, and I can tell you that they were energizing it.
Yeah.
And any time I ever needed money for anything that was important to me, someone would mail me money, or like a utility would send the money back and say that I'd already paid. You know, it was very strange. though it became apparent to me pretty quickly that when I was hitting specific vibrations or specific feelings, that the wolves could make things manifest for me very, very easily. So, you know, of course that engages your curiosity. You know, you want more of that because it's so exciting compared to daily life.
One of the things I wanted to, you know, talk about in conjunction with this was the following. Sometimes things, Julia, show up in life, right? And this has been an interesting conversation I've had, I'd say in the past couple months with folks. We use the language of setbacks. That's what we say. We say, oh, I've had a setback. And what does that mean? Well, it could be in your business. It could be in your clients. It could be in the way things turn out. And then there is this thing that follows, you know, not for everybody, but sometimes it's like, well, this may be a sign that I'm not meant to dot, dot, dot. And what I find interesting about that is I'm not often very black and white in my life. I don't live in that space. But when it comes to this, I've come to a certain conclusion, and I'd love to talk to you about this when we come back. Just because something shows up that doesn't go exactly the way you want, whether that's a new business opportunity, a new love relationship, it doesn't mean that you're meant to fold everything up and take your toys and go home. And, you know, it's an interesting idea I have about this, because my perspective is that if I'm really meant to not do something or do something, if I'm not meant to do something, for me, the door slams shut and every aspect of it faster than you can shake a stick. But here's the question. How do we gain insight? How do we gain insight to this new reality? How do we gain insight to it so that we could literally define our pathway to cross the bridge? Oh, man, I'm just loving this. Julia Griffin, I forgot, like, I was actually doing a show with her because, like, Julia, you were, like, talking here a few minutes ago, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I'm actually on the show with her. This is not her show. So I had to think, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Trans absolutely fixed. Let's take a short break. Julia Griffin, everybody. We're taking your calls as well. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit Dr. SharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Everybody, welcome back. Julia Griffin is in the house. Look, crossing the bridge to a new reality. What does that mean? We're going to tell you what that means in a minute because we're going to have a few true confessions here. But before we do, Julia, two things. One, how do people find out more about you, especially what you're up to and to work with you, and then also about your show?
Okay, it's One True Self, O-N-E, TrueSelf.com. And I have a show on Transformation Radio on the second and fourth Wednesday at noon ET, 9 a.m. PT. So you can see me there. You can find me on Facebook as One True Self. And you can sign up for my newsletter. And I send out a newsletter every other week, talk about the astrological weather, how we can change ourselves, how we can change the world, and just whatever is occurring to me.
Yeah. I am so excited about this today. Look, I know, and you know, that we're both out in the world, and we're out in the world in ways that, you know, cause us to bump up against ourselves. And what I mean by that is to bump up against our thoughts, our perspective on things, our perception of things, the emotional reaction to things. You know, sometimes folks think that because, like, I do a positive talk radio show and have a positive talk radio network, that I don't have thoughts that get in the way. Let's talk about that for a moment, because in order to get to the bridge, perhaps we have to change a number of different things that hold us back from even seeing the bridge.
Well, we really do, because this odd thing happens when we're doing spiritual work. Every time you step more deeply into who you are, you have to go through another set of old patterns that doesn't align with your inner self. Now, to cut to the chase, the really cool thing about this is that if you can clear those patterns, you're going to get back parts of yourself that have sort of been lost in time. But let's say I'm going to do something new. I might say to myself, oh, I'm not sure I want to do this. Do I have time? I don't think this will work. What are people going to think of me? I mean, I can tell you every single thought that I will have, but you have to counter it by talking to yourself differently. For example, I say to myself, you always get really tense whenever you do something new, and these are always the things that you say to yourself. But then when it's done, you're happy and you really love what you've done and you like to be creative. And I'll go, oh yeah, that's right, I remember that. But let's say, oh, just for an example, I'm writing about something differently, and I'm three paragraphs in. I've written 500, 700 words.
Yeah.
Then I start to think, maybe this won't work. Maybe I should redo it. In other words, the whole cycle will come up again. If I go deeper, for example, maybe this happened when I was 10, and a teacher didn't like what I handed in, or my parents were like, you don't need to be so creative. You need to be more orderly. So not only are you rewriting your thoughts by speaking to yourself differently, by holding a feeling of peace or a higher vibration or sending love to yourself or talking to yourself with love, you're going to get back that part of yourself that you lost. When you get that part of yourself back, you will feel stronger, you'll be able to use that part of yourself intuitively, and you will have gotten a tool to keep yourself going in this direction of who you truly are and what you really want to do. But often you just start with something that's so simple and it's so hard in the beginning, and maybe it doesn't work. But if you're honest and your heart led you there, then you keep going. You keep working on it. You keep rewriting it. If you get one response, you're like, okay, well, this is better than last time. If you get 5 or 10, then you go, okay, maybe I am going in the right direction. And if you're not supposed to do it, usually no matter what you do, it will just not work. And it's this really, I think you were saying, Dr. Pat, it feels like a really heavy door closing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's coming from a part of yourself that either you haven't integrated yet, mm-hmm. it could come from your ego, or it might be something that you picked up from someone else, a projection from them. Mm. And you learn this as you go, but it doesn't mean that you don't keep learning this. Now, as far as negative thoughts and emotions, I think we have plenty. We could take the coronavirus going around every time you hear that. Switch to, I'm happy, healthy, and safe. My immune system is perfect. My cells are healthy. I resist any of those things. And besides, the virus is drying up. Who cares? You turn it off. You don't say to yourself, oh, I hope I don't get it. Because when you feel the fear vibration, you're attracting it. So we're always talking ourselves out of the fear vibration. And everyone does it. We all have to do it. It's part of the spiritual path. If we follow this, we get to a point of higher consciousness and higher vibration. And that helps us to cross the bridge. And on the other side of the bridge, we have lots and lots of people who are in the light, who amplify our light, and make wonderful things happen, like when the fire stopped in Australia. And that was probably 1 million people imagining rain. That's all it took. That's all it takes to make really big changes on the earth. And we have the opportunity to go from 3D to 5D just with these really simple things.
The reason that we know that is threefold, right? So let's talk about it. One, we see the replicant of this, shall I say, in our technology. And let me tell you what I mean. We go from a scenario of time where once upon a time, 3G was fantastic. And now we live in a world of 5G. So we see things accelerating, not just from a metaphorical point of view, but we actually see it in our lives. You know, we see it across the board. And yet we go to places which many people don't know how to adjust and get out of. And you and I were talking during the break about it. It's like, I have a new expression. I just heard somebody use this phrase that if I get a thought that's limiting, I immediately am like, oh, no vacancy here. I mean, but we're always adjusting for those thoughts, for those things that would represent fear. I want to ask you about this because it doesn't seem like if you have yourself in the world and you want to play in the world, these things might show up, but they could become game changers for people that actually follow the fear belt.
Mm-hmm. They really could, because here's a really good example. Everyone's experienced this. You're going along in life with a certain salary or a certain amount of money every year, and then let's just say something marvelous happens and it's doubled. Well, you adjust to that. But if you're just happy with it and you don't see yourself getting more, you're not going to get more. The same thing is true with exercising, with receiving love from people, and receiving opportunities from life. You have to always see more and move in an expansive direction. If you're working for your good and you're a light worker or in your heart, when you create it, you're creating it for thousands of other people who can step right into that vibration. So if you're wondering how you're going to do all the things that you think you should manifest, and it's probably your lifetime to do it. Mm-hmm. And every time you're overcoming a fear, every time you expand something good, every time you see a better, healthier, more vibrant future for yourself and for the planet, you're creating it, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. When we come back from break, I want to talk about creation. I want to talk about creation on an individual level, but how to fully embrace that we are more powerful than you think. You know, I have a friend, Matt James, who would say all the time to me, whatever you think you are, Pat, you're more than that. When we come back, how do we hold on to a higher level of consciousness? How do we hold on to the future that we really want to build? How do we hold on to the energy and the vibration that Julia is talking about? And how do we hold on to the incredible creative energy life force that comes through us, even in times that seem like there's no way out? Let's take a short break, everybody. We will be right back. Julia Griffin's in the house, everyone. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. You want to tap into it? We're here. We'll be right back.
How's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am soul stretching success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Julia Griffin is in the house. Julia, one more time, how can people find out about you? Because, you know, the body of work that you do with folks, whether it be individual, group, or in a learning experience, is all about, you know, tapping into individual collective consciousness and really navigating one's life, despite whatever the outer circumstances might look like, but also tapping into those inner insights. How do people find out about you and work with you on this?
They can go to my website at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. There are lots of resources. There is a newsletter, so you hear from me on a biweekly basis. And there are lots and lots of blog posts. You can also find me on Facebook, the number one, True Self. With what you're talking about, we in session actually look at a person's true self to see what that path is, where they're aligned with it, and where they're blocked. So we clear some of the blocks and we clear some of the negative feelings. And then we amplify whatever the inner self wants. And we move you into that path of goodness. And sometimes you'll get practical suggestions. And sometimes you'll get very spiritual suggestions or things that may even sound absurd, but nevertheless work very, very strongly. For example, if you have a bad temper and you say something you shouldn't, you can send a light blue light to the words that were said and light blue light to the person you sent them to. And 90% of that will go away if you learn to do it properly. So lots of little things that sound small but have huge effects.
I was reading something on your website, and it really talks to what we're about to, share right now. I was reading, again, I went back to your website, but I read this differently this time. And it was the statement you made about awakening. Awakening is the most incredible happening in anyone's life. Perceiving your inner self brings freedom from the pressures of the outer life. When you learn how to focus your attention on the awakening part of you, everything changes. And I want to talk about that in the context of how we show up now in the world, how we perceive, what the collective is, and whether or not we're willing to hold the power we have for us in the world instead of giving it away. Because I don't know about you, but I've given away my power, and I know that I did it. And some people say, well, you can't give away power, Pat. And I'm like, okay, I didn't do it, but I did. But it felt like it, Julia.
No, you definitely did. And we have to understand that one of the faces of wolves is ruthlessness. When they want something, they want it with all their heart, and they go after it 100%. They do not give away any energy. And I was so flattered and am so flattered that they love me the way that they do, because they feel that for not a lot of people. They do not give away energy to anyone that they think is unworthy or who won't grow. And so I can sum this up in a way that I think that we've all experienced, and that is that when your heart chakra first opens and you feel all the love and the light of the universe, you want to share it with everyone. But you very quickly find out that not that many people can understand what on earth you're talking about. There's another group of people that just want to drain you. They just want to be around you and take your energy. But it's not a very positive relationship. So as you become aware of energy, you're constantly saying, does this restaurant energize me? I spent all this time with a person and now I feel like I have a mild flu. What is going on? All right, well, you let them take too much of your energy. So we're always measuring that. Another good way to look at it is, how much energy can I give to a person who wants to grow and wants to work with me so that it's beneficial for them and beneficial for me? So what we're really looking at is win-win on both sides. If you give away too much energy, you can always ask the universe to return it to you, and it will. So
yeah.
That's the first part about the energy. When
yeah.
we're talking about getting back into our power, it's really important to know the wolves, the coyotes, the dolphins, the whales, the birds, they are all putting out this frequency that actually keeps the whole world going. However, on top of that, it contains information that is like the song of life or the song of the earth. And when we're aware that the earth is singing to us or giving us energy, when we're aware that nature is giving us energy, that helps with the awakening process. The other thing to do is to return to your heart space. And you just draw a circle in the middle of your chest and see pink light there. When you're in this place, everything begins to get still. life goes on, but the movement sort of stops. When you're centered in your heart, you start to see what resonates with your heart. That's truth. That's your awakened self. Now, probably the very best thing about awakening, they say that when you have so much inner knowing that you're free from the impressions and the thoughts of other people. I don't know that we're ever completely free because we're reading it intuitively, but you stop caring what they think about you. You stop caring about anything unless their advice is aligned with your heart. And there is a great freedom in that. And you're more drawn and more attracted to things that vibrate with your heart. I think I answered some of your questions there.
No, absolutely. And, you know, that really leads to sort of part two for me around this is holding on to the truth of who we are. And I think the way you say it is we are more powerful than we think. And holding on to that, because you've heard stories and I've heard stories. I've heard stories of, you know, moms who have their children trapped in a car, literally lifting the car up, right?
Right.
I mean, we've heard stories.
Just out of desire. Yeah.
Exactly. And yet we look at that, we say that's an anomaly. You know, maybe she worked out.
Because when we get to higher frequencies, we start to hit the quantum field, which is the place of all love and all light. If we want to go to astrology, it's ruled by Uranus. But when we hit the quantum field, everything starts to work in a non-logical way. Just as I was saying in the beginning, I had no money. And then money starts coming into me whenever I want to do something in all these odd ways. It's not just that the woman lifted weights. It's that there are places if we want something enough and we're aligned enough, it sort of breaks our very vertical and horizontal and linear existence. We go into a place where the impossible becomes possible. You know, and we see it in all types of religion. You know, someone who goes to a revival has been told by 1,000 doctors they can't have children and they have twins 9 months later. Someone who is just suddenly healed from a deadly disease, you know, they have spontaneous healing. Things like this happen all the time. We don't put our attention on them. How many times have you ever looked in your purse and your pen isn't there, your money isn't there? You look again 30 minutes later and it's sitting there. Things constantly materialize and dematerialize. It's not the very hard, tough, linear existence that we see. And as more people believe in the quantum field and the flexibility of reality, the more flexible and more beautiful it becomes.
Yeah. This is the thing that I love talking about, and this is so important right now, because you're absolutely right about all of a sudden there's no money in the bank account, and believe me, I've been homeless, so I know that feeling, right? Well, first of all, there's no bank account.
Right, that's gone.
But all of a sudden, you're in a space where you don't know what hit you. And, you know, let me just tell you where I'm coming from here, because I went through and had a radio show and started a network in 2010 in what some people are calling the worst financial condition seen in contemporary time, when you go back to 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what happened during that period of time was our listenership went through the roof, right? And those people are still with us. But the thing I learned from that was the answering the question, how can we uplift, inspire, and help others? And one of the listeners said this to me, Julia, and I remember this. They said, Pat, if you really want to help us, then you need to create this forum for not just you, but for other people to come to help remind us in every way of our lives who we really are. And Transformation Talk Radio got born from that perspective. And that's why we're expanding. We do need help remembering Julia, don't we? Because I don't think you're any different than me. I mean, I could go down a black hole faster than skydiving.
Oh, one of my best friends has kept a journal of all the things that I figured out over the years. And whenever I have a problem, she gets out a journal and says, okay, this is what you said 10 years ago. Can you use this? I'm like, yeah, that's great. Thank you. You know, I forget, too. Part of being human is remembering and forgetting. Part of being human is going forward and going backwards. But what we do have coming is a lift. And that's what I'm talking about with the bridge, is that if we want to, we can go to this higher place. It's not that far away. And we begin by changing our emotions and thoughts. We begin by finding that awakened part of the self. And I ask the universe all the time for help. I'm like, I can't figure this out. Just give me a clue. Let me think of something I can do with this. Help me see it or feel it in a different way. And you get your answer if you keep going that way. Another good thing to say is, I've been working on this for a while, but what if it's happening now? What if it's about to happen? And this is the point where I just have to take another step, or see things differently, or believe, or act on an opportunity, or create an opportunity.
Yeah. I want to go ahead and skip three because I want to. I don't want to, you know, break from what we're talking about. I think for people listening today, what you're sharing is insights that you've gathered over your lifetime, but certainly insight from the wolves. And there's an energy about that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I want to ask you this question because here we are in the world, right? Where we have this dichotomy. There was a study done about a year ago that says we are the happiest people around. There was another study done that said we are the most anxious people around. And my friend's like, Pat, how can you say both things? I said, because they both exist. And, you know, I want to ask you this question because aren't we here to make sure that our insides are the things that stay true to who we are, even if the outsides don't seem to look exactly like they should?
Mm-hmm. We fix the outer world through the inner world.
Mm.
We get our answers there, and then we apply them in the outer world. So if you feel anxious and you come into your heart space and you meditate on love or you meditate on peace and you ask for a higher vibration, you can't feel the anxiety. It can't exist in that space. And so that's what we continue to learn.
Is, yeah.
Where can we go within so we don't feel the outer world? And then when you're in a different state, you come back. You don't feel it, and so you respond in a different way.
Yeah. You know, I had a woman that I worked with. She was my mentor, and she passed away. And I remember it was the first time I ever heard this expression, Julia. She said, Pat, the go-to has to be gratitude. It has to be a sense of gratitude for your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And she said, here's the thing. If you are in that space of gratitude, even if something doesn't turn out the way you want, even if you don't get the kind of acceptance into school, even if you don't get the job, even if you don't get the client. And she said, here's why. If you are in that space, nothing else can coexist of nature, fear, anxiety. And I said to her, I'm going to prove you wrong. And to this day, I haven't been able to do that.
No, you can't. So I say all the time, thank goodness I'm alive. What a gift it is to be alive.
Yeah.
And notice everything just sort of goes away when it's
alive. Yeah. 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 I wanted to talk with you, and I know these hours go so by, right? Mm-hmm. They go so quickly. Remind folks how they can connect with you personally and tell them again about your radio show.
Okay. You can write to me at onetrueself@gmail.com if there's something that you want to write to me about. And you can hear me on Transformation Talk Radio at 9 a.m. PT on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month, and that's noon ET. If you have questions about any of that, feel free to write me or anything mm-hmm. that you're hearing on the show that you want to know more about.
All right. Here's the thing. People have a sense that there's just something going on with the way we're connecting with each other. You know, some people call it relationships. In astrology, there are many ways to look at it. But there is something going on with the energy of person to person, person to the world, relationships. And what I mean by that is whether it's family, whether it's friend, whether it's loved one, there's something going on in, I can't put my finger on it, but it affects everything. It affects us in our yes. It affects us in how we communicate. What is the issue right now that is happening?
There's several different levels. One is that we have some people who are on the higher new consciousness and some who are on the lower. If you're on the higher consciousness, you kind of have to overlook a lot of what the people are saying on the lower level. And I just sort of look at their heart space and say, is this really a good person with a good heart vibration? And if I hear yes, I'll make an effort to talk to them a bit and say something kind to them. Now, on a bigger level, we are letting go of old soul contracts with people. And that's made a really big difference in families because we don't have the really tight connection that we had before. On the other hand, think how attracted you probably feel to people who are trying to get on a higher vibrational level. And how pulled you are to that, and how it just feels wonderful when you're talking, or it feels wonderful when you're thinking about something, and the energy gets bigger and bigger. So that's more of our new world when we cross the bridge. There won't be very much room for understanding because we'll be talking intuitively. We'll be on the same wave of consciousness. And, you know, we'll be looking at things from a completely different viewpoint, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. I want to ask you this in the minutes we have left.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you to share with everybody here, for those folks that think, I'm just me, what power do I have to help anybody else out there? How do I help the world? It really is just me.
I really sort of want to laugh at that because the wolves kept telling me that they were telling me all of their stories and communicating with me. And, I mean, I could hear their voices as if they were talking. But they were teaching me things all along because I was so powerful. I would go like, yeah, right, powerful. A single mom at home with a garden. You know, and they were like, well, you're going to share all these stories someday. And they'll really be important to people. I would think, oh, yeah, right. So they would put me in situations that I had to use my power. Like, for example, you have to use your power when you're with 10 wolves that are running all around you. So, you know, I had to learn that I was physically stronger than I thought. And after a while, when I would think about something and it would happen, it sort of made me think I had more power than maybe I thought I did.
Mm.
But that's actually true of everyone. When you start to wake up and you devote yourself to that, undoubtedly you will find a teacher of some type or some kind. And that person will help you step by step to awaken what you have within you. Every single time you manifest something, if you make traffic go away or that pen show up in your purse or you make yourself look better for the next day because it's something you want to look good for, or you get a really strong message that you should call a friend and see how they are and they need you. Every time you're doing this, you're expanding that muscle of psychic power. When you meditate, you're disciplining yourself to do these things. The biggest way you can help someone else or help the world is to see the world as a better place and to decide you're going to do this inner work. Maybe all it means in the beginning is you have one better hour at work, or dinner tastes better, or you sleep well. Those are very big things when we think about the whole world and a couple million people doing them at the same time. It's pretty huge, right?
It's gigantic. It's gigantic. Yeah. You know, I am quite the introvert. People find that hard to believe, but I really am. The one thing, though, that helped me step out was being part of a generation of people where we didn't have the internet. We didn't have what we have today at all. And so in order for us to be heard or to be seen, we had to literally get out, right? If you wanted to stand up for something, then you joined a march. If you wanted to make a difference, you got out with people that were out making a difference. You know, there was more of that energy of doing that now. And so there was this energetic sense that you were part of something. You know, my thoughts today are, is that a lost art? And a friend pointed out to me, it's not a lost art. It's a redefined art. You know, the energy of connected and collectivism is not dead, but the methodology may be. And, you know, what you're talking about today is you don't need technology nor methodology, that the key is within each of us.
Yeah, it's just the commitment and a really strong desire and intent to find that part of yourself. And if you're supposed to do it, you're really hearing me now. And you know that's one of the things that you came here to do. I mean, you just know it.
Wow, Julia, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your insights. Thank you for everything. I would love to know what your personal message is and what you'd like to leave us with today.
Find your ability to love yourself and love your life and the earth, and start working your intuition. Start working your psychic skills. One of the things that always amazes people when we start working together is how much people are already doing that without awareness. And when the awareness comes in, you're going to find out that you're a lot more gifted than you think, and it will make a huge difference in the world.
Julia Griffin, website again. Thank you so much for today.
One True Self, onetrueself.com.
All right. We are not done yet. I'm telling you, this is a way to get yourself energized, folks. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Pat Show, everybody. For more information about me, right now, the place to go is thedrpatshow.com. Pretty soon, you'll start to see a couple of other things out there about what we're doing, new websites designed, and certainly a new look and feel. Hopefully, in the I'm thinking April timeframe, for the Transformation Network. Let's take a short break, everybody. We will be right back.